He did absolutely nothing to become a descendant of one of the founding families of Kilmarnock, but apart from that, everything he was to become was through his most singular talents, efforts, and personality. He was B. Brainerd Edmonds, and he died this past October after living nearly 98 years, for most of that time helping to shape a town he loved, a town that has become the business capital of the Northern Neck. He wrote about that town in a small book, published in 1976, titled With the Three Names That Followed the Town's Progress, The Crossroads, Steptoe's Ordinary, and finally Kilmarnock, a Virginia town, and its people. His people arrived on the Northern Neck in its earliest days. They were doctors, dentists, lawyers, members of the House of Burgesses and delegates. He was the town's mayor for a time, a music shop entrepreneur. He taught in the local schools. He was a musician and band leader who started the high school band program. He was a writer for the local paper. He called his columns BB Shots. Most important of all, he was a memory keeper and a memory sharer. About 5 years ago, he was interviewed for the Oral History Project of the Steamboat Era Museum, and he didn't disappoint. He recalled for the interviewers hearing the steamboat whistles and going down to the docks to meet the steamboats on Indian Creek. He brought to life the sounds and activity on the wharf. He talked about the James Adams Floating Theater and his meeting with Beulah Adams, the leading lady, the perennial ingenue of the James Adams Floating Theater. His daughter, Susan Edmonds Whitlow, who is my friend, has some lovely memories to savor. This is one, quote, "He saw a lot of change in his long life. He was born when the wonder drug was aspirin and lived to enjoy the benefits of modern medicine that kept him alive for nearly 98 years. When he was a boy, an automobile was an unusual sight in Kilmarnock, and by the time he was an old man, most families owned two or more. In the 1930s, he bought a car from Bob Crowther and felt that Bob had overcharged him, so he told him, 'I'll do business with you this time, but I guarantee I'll never pay $100 for a car again,' and he didn't," unquote. Susan also talked about her dad's love for the Northern Neck, a love that continued throughout all the changes he witnessed. He had an enormous circle of friends and admirers, not to mention those who never met him but read his sweet book about Kilmarnock and found themselves wanting to learn more and explore more. And some even became as enchanted with the area as he was. He valued his friendships, and as Susan has said, quote, "He was grateful for all the acts of friendship throughout his life." Susan said that when his memory began to fail, he would say, "Please, give my regards to those to whom my regards should be given." This is Thea Marshall.